This is tape number 2, and this is Ann Phillips again, and we are with Ms. Riddle. And give me your whole name.
It's Margaret Walker.
Mm-hmm. Margaret Walker, and you are a granddaughter.
I'm her granddaughter.
Granddaughter. And Margaret, you're here visiting from?
Tampa, Florida.
From Tampa, Florida. And we are here, and we were interested in about when you got married and what you had, where you went and what you had to eat. Tell us about that. And we're on tape. Tell us about what you had to eat.
Well, tell about when you went to get married and you didn't tell your parents you wanted to get married. And she just started to your girlfriend's house.
I went to my girlfriend's house to tell my
Mm-hmm.
We knew what was I know we was then getting married, leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I went up, as Claude, and then I went and sat all night, and he come and got me next morning. And as he come after me, he met my brother over there.
Oh, my.
And they knowed then what we was going to do. And we went to South Carolina and got married.
South Carolina? Where? In
York, South Carolina.
That was a popular place used to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's a long way away.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing anything except I seemed like we got some bananas or something in it while we was down there.
I mean, when you got back, I asked you if your parents didn't know, did you go to their house?
No, we went to his house.
Yeah, his parents' house.
Yeah, and me older had a cake baked. It seemed like she had pinto beans cooked. I forgot.
And because his family knew they'd gone to get married.
Did they say anything? You met, let's see. When he came to get you, he met your brother?
Uh-huh.
Did your brother say anything?
Or
did keep it a secret?
No, he didn't stop. He just met him along the road. Uh-huh. But they all thought he was going to get married. His brother had told my brother. They fixed to get married. Says he's got new tires on his car. And everything. And they had talked that over his brother and my brother.
Mm-hmm. They figured that out.
Yeah.
Where you reckon you got the tires?
Or I don't know.
Where'd he get the car? You know, did he buy it somewhere?
Well, he had a car when we was going together all the time. I don't know where he got it.
Yeah. Like,
it's a little Ford Roadster, I think.
I guess he bought it with his tobacco money.
I guess he did.
Yeah. And he would have gotten it around here, like Mount Airy
or Pilot
Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So he put new tires on the car so he could make it to York, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Well, how long did it take you to get to York, South Carolina?
Took all day to get down there and back. It's night when we got back.
So you went down there and back in the same day?
Yeah, and it was dark. It's after night and we got back. I remember it snowed and sleeted and rained and everything.
What time of year? What month? In the wintertime?
Married in October.
Mm-hmm. She had bad weather.
Yeah, it was bad weather. It sleeted and rained that day.
My. I asked her if she was nervous or upset about telling her parents since she didn't tell them before she left. What did you say?
I remember. I said I cried on the way back.
Did you? Why are you ringing your cry?
I don't know.
Just nervous energy, sort of scared. Big step.
No, I wasn't scared of him because his daddy told him he'd go over there and ask my daddy for him. But, of course, he wouldn't do that. Lord wouldn't let him do that because they didn't have nothing against him. I wasn't scared of him.
Yeah. Your your folks did not have any against. What was your husband's name? His whole
Claude
name?
Riddle.
Uh-huh. Did he have a middle name?
Yeah, Claude Tyre.
Uh-huh. Riddle. So, well, and in those days, would a young man have gone, like, to the woman's,
they were supposed to.
But maybe not always.
No, not always. He didn't want to. And his daddy told him that he would go ask my daddy for me.
I understand.
Yeah, but Claude wouldn't name him.
Yeah. Well,
because they was neighbors and friends. His daddy and my daddy was.
Yeah. Well, his daddy knew he was getting sort of serious.
And yeah. Yeah.
And your folks sort of might have suspected it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She said they went together 9 months
yeah.
when they got married, but she, I think he beat another man's time, is what it was. She
oh.
had another boyfriend. And
so, oh, my goodness. Now, we've got to get a little bit more of this story.
Well, it's funny, and he had seen other girls, too, you know, but
yeah.
he wasn't going with nobody when he had her, but
yeah.
she was.
So you just picked out one guy, the real fella.
Well, I've been going him a long time. And he,
where do people get rings? Like if you're going to give, where would anybody get a ring to give to a girl? You know, you reckon?
At the jewelry store, I reckon.
Well, like where? What was the nearest one?
Well, I guess it's at Mount Air, I guess. I know that pretty ring that first boy gave me, I guess he got it at Mount Air. It was a ruby.
A ruby. Oh, my goodness.
My daughter's got it now.
Whoa. It sounds like it would cost a lot of money. I mean, people didn't have a lot of money.
Well, I don't guess it cost a whole lot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And then he gave me a watch, too. But,
goodness, he must have thought you were really special.
And I sent his watch back to him. I ought not to done it. I believe he gave it to him for a Christmas present. I ought to care.
Yeah.
Well.
Because I went with him, people on the mid twice.
Yeah. Well, I just wondered about courting and all. Well, I have enjoyed today. Anything you want to tell or what have we missed? What do you want to tell us?
I don't know.
Something fun about this quilting. I'm really interested in the quilting because you picked it. You just quilted like all your life? And most all
I
your
have
life?
Ever since we've been married, I know. And I guess I did some before. But see, I married young, 18.
Uh-huh.
Did your mama teach you how to
quilt? Well, no, I guess
Are
she
one
did. I know we made quilts, Claude's sister and me. You know, we made quilts back then to keep warm. But I think all them's worn out when we made back then. Of course, I guess we probably used some on tobacco. See,
I was going to ask you about that, because people would put them in the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you carried the wagon loaded tobacco.
I know I used to fix him some old overhauls wore out, fix them and for him to wrap up tobacco in, for Claude to wrap up tobacco in.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's talking about, made me sick to suffer tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after me and him married, he learned me just to suffer one roll at a time, and it wouldn't make me sick.
Oh.
See, I was going backwards and forwards, and I just dreaded suffering that tobacco because it'd make me sick. And then he taught me just to take one row at a time.
You just go down the row.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it wouldn't make me sick.
My goodness. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I remember her mama, my great-grandma, sister.
Come up, like,
before her sister died.
Right here. Tell us right here.
Mm-hmm. And,
we got to get you close.
And she's still
get on that stool.
Right over here.
Her grandma,
mm-hmm.
that Mary Alice Turrell.
Yeah.
I remember her ironing, using the irons that was flat irons
mm-hmm.
that was, you know, set on the stove to get them hot, the wood
yeah.
stove. And mm-hmm. I remember her ironing up there. And I remember my great grandpa, her daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always afraid of him.
Were you? Why?
Because, well, when I first remember him, I remember him sitting by the fireplace
mm-hmm.
with his cane.
Mm-hmm.
And he could just say one word and just scare me to death, and he'd pretend he was going to get me with that cane, you know?
Sure.
And I remember a lot about them.
Yeah.
But they still, even though we had electricity and electric irons and everything, she still used the old things, you know.
Oh,
she,
my goodness. Yeah.
I mean, they had electric iron, but she
mm-hmm.
ironed with that.
Yeah. I keep thinking about how women could do all the hard work, because it was the child care and then all the things, the cooking and sewing, but then working in the field too.
Mm-hmm.
Some old gardening.
Yeah, I've done a whole lot of that. And I remember the salesman come over there one time and wanted to sell us a washing machine. That's Claude and me over there. And I remember telling Claude, we don't need no washing machine. Because I had an iron pot out there in the yard and tubs on a bench, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he bought one anyhow. He got a washing machine anyway.
It's
things like that I tell him we didn't need. But now this dryer out here, I says, we don't need no dryer. But he got one anyhow.
Yeah.
Well, he always wanted to make things easy for me, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. I never remember my granny Carol, her mama. I never remember her being outside or doing any kind of work, but I remember him. He was always bringing in potatoes or apples or something, you know, and he wanted to keep everything piled up full, you know, like the wood for the fireplace. But I remember her cooking and ironing, and that's about our. And did she crochet, didn't she? Or did she used to make things?
Knit.
Yeah, she did something. I remember her doing that.
Like knitting socks?
She used to knit socks for all of us when we children go to school. And then after Merlin and me was grown, she'd knit gloves and wanted us to wear them on our hands, but, you know, and we worked outdoors.
I've heard of that.
To keep from sunburning, and we'd have to wear these slat bonnets, too, from sunburning.
Yeah, that's why your face is so pretty now, the complexion. Get that sun off of it.
And, well, that sun, that is a good idea.
Yeah. When were the gloves with fingers out, or just...
Oh, they'd come right along there.
So leave your last knuckle out.
Yeah.
What was that made of?
Twine.
Like the back of twine?
Uh-huh.
Knit like that.
Yeah, and she'd knit them. And then in the wintertime, you see, she knit socks for all of us to wear to school.
Where'd she get, was that cotton or wool?
Wool. Like,
where'd she get the yarn, you reckon?
I guess she bought it at the store.
At the store, but she did.
And I can remember wearing them Brogan shoes with a little tin piece on the end.
Oh, my goodness.
And I didn't think they was pretty.
You did not, right on the top?
Yeah.
I've heard that there was an Elkin Brogan factory. Where did y'all get shoes? You remember where you got them?
Well, I guess he got them at Gable Key's store, I imagine. I don't know. I guess he did.
Well, what about skirts or dresses? Like, what did you wear when you went out to the field? What were you working in?
Old dresses. We didn't used to wear pants.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
And
no, I don't remember ever wearing any pants till after we was married, time after we was married.
That wasn't, women didn't.
No, they didn't do that.
Bloomers or like underclothes, like a shimmy shirt or a little chemise or something, a slip.
I remember we made our slips, cotton slips.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I don't remember, did you used to make steppy bloomers?
I don't know. I've heard of people. Now, Aunt
I believe we did.
And Bessie yesterday was saying that she made the little shorts, little undershorts for her boys. You know, and I asked, out of what? And she said, well, muslin or just whatever.
Just what she had.
Whatever you had to make them out of.
Yeah.
Well, now, did your mama have a sewing machine?
Mm-hmm.
And did she, a treadle?
Yeah, I've got a treadle.
Was it Singer? Yeah.
Hers wasn't. Hers was Royal, I believe.
Oh.
But mine's a Singer. And it's about the age of my daughter and sews like a top.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Grandma, I used to think Grandma was like that. It's a good one.
Michael was over here the other day and we oiled it up and it sure does so good.
Oh, they made them to last, I guess.
Now, I remember her bed up there, you know, when she was still able to, you know, take care of herself in
Mama.
Her bed. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was either, was it a straw?
Was it a straw bed? Or
was it a straw tick?
It wasn't a mattress like that, is what I'm trying to say.
Like a rope bed?
She liked, was it feather?
Yeah, feather bed.
Feather bed. Oh, that's what she liked. And I remember I'd sit down in that thing and just bury up in it, you know.
Feather bed. Did most everybody have feather beds? A lot of people
Have? Mm-hmm. Now, we had, I remember Claude and me had, we had a straw tick on our bed.
I remember she had something up there for one bed, and it was a straw tick.
Yeah, and I can't remember. I just believe we had a feather bed, too. I ain't sure about that.
They are warm. Those things are warm in the wintertime.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Really keep you get down in there and buried in.
And
she always wore a dress with an apron, you know, an apron that come up here.
On the top.
I always remember her with it. And with her snuff and her
pocket.
Tell me about this snuff. Did a lot of mothers and grandmothers dip snuff?
Yes.
Have a little snuff?
I just believe Mama dipped squire snuff, didn't she?
I don't know. I just know, you know, she'd always have that toothbrush, you know.
Yeah. What was that called for your mom?
Squire snuff, I believe. Mama dipped squire snuff.
What's that like?
What the brand name?
Brand name.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Squire snuff.
Well, did people, I've heard of sometimes you could pound up a leaf of tobacco and pound it up and dry it out and add a little sugar. I've heard of somebody doing that way back.
I don't know. You know, they used to roll up tobacco and smoke it.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them do that.
Yeah, it's the leaf.
Yeah.
Right.
And a cigar.
Yeah, they do that. Well, Now, women didn't smoke in those days. I mean,
they counted bad if you seen a woman standing on the street smoking.
Yeah.
Now, she was a bad woman.
Really bad woman. Yep.
That was a big sin.
I never did smoke.
Yeah.
Well, my daddy would he wouldn't have let, he just sure got mad if he caught me a cigarette. Yeah. And he wouldn't let me cut my hair neither.
He did not.
No, I never cut my hair left Claude and me married.
You had it short. I saw a picture of you. Short.
How did you wear
it? Oh, I done it up back there.
With the bun or like the pigtail and just put
it was
up.
Sort of like, I believe sometime I made what they call a figure eight back there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I never cut my hair till after Claude and me was married. I wasn't allowed to. And he'd had a fit if he'd caught me a cigarette.
Yeah.
Your mama never did cut her hair, did she?
No.
It was never cut, was it?
No, it wasn't never cut.
Mm-hmm.
Mama's one.
Yeah.
But now, our daddy wasn't mean to us, but he didn't whip us like that. But all he had to do is look at you.
He was
right
the head of the family, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, in those days, do you think women would ever, say farm women would ever stand up to the fella, or would they, who made the decisions, like if you're going to buy land or a house or do some big decision, who decided?
Well, I imagine he did not a whole lot of that, I guess, but do you mean?
Well, like day to day or say big decisions, like land or house or moving.
Well, now Claude and me always sort of made it together, but I remember him, we was going to town one time, and he went and traded cars, and I didn't even know he was going to. But most of the time when he traded cars, he'd always carry me with him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he traded in Mount Airy, Top Mountain?
I remember him and me one time went to Winston and traded cars.
Do you know the name of the place, down there?
Yeah.
Or what street it was on?
It's back over there, Cloverdale.
Liberty, is it Cloverdale?
Yeah, I think that's where we were.
Well,
I remember then Kenneth said, I bet Grace picked up that car because he thought it was so pretty, you know. I remember that.
Oh, my. Well, do you think it's better now or it's better then when you're growing up or just getting married or nowadays?
Well, we have got more stuff, more things now. Of course, now, we had to be awful saving and didn't throw nothing away, and we saved all, everything. after we got married. Mm-hmm. And of course, we had cows and we had hogs and we raised a garden. Claude never did like to do a garden much. I remember telling him one time, if I ever married again, I'm going to hunt somebody that wants to make a garden.
So who did it for you? Did you do it or did he do it?
Oh, yeah, of course he had to fix the garden and all like that. And I didn't think they'd ever know how to plant a garden without me. I remember one time I was sick and they planted a garden without me. And I just thought they couldn't do that, you see.
You were going to say something,
Mary. I was talking about buying that car, and back in their days, and then compared to my days, I mean, nobody ever bought anything on time. You know, you didn't get nothing until you got the money to pay for it. You know,
as our days.
Yeah, your days. and that's definitely different.
Yeah.
But I want you to tell her about time Papa Claude, the first time he ever went to town, Mount Airy, the big city. See, he was born and raised right down here, down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And him and his daddy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
tell me about
that. Fun.
Yeah. Oh, you go ahead and tell me.
Well, you tell it.
Well, of course, he's just told me about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think they went on a wagon, him and his brother and his daddy. And he got up there, and he said, what a mighty heap of houses.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a mighty
first
heap.
First time he'd ever been.
He said, what
town,
a mighty,
you know,
a mighty heap of houses.
He just couldn't comprehend all that many people and houses in one place.
Oh, my God. And that was to Mount Airy.
Yeah.
Yes,
when
to Mount
he was
Airy.
A little boy. First
he's
time he went.
My God. Wonder how long it took him to get there. He said he went on a wagon.
I don't know. And he never would call me Grace.
He did not.
I remember one time we was courting, he called me Grace from where we was at. And then after the youngest was born, he always called me Mama.
Mama. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I don't know why he never would call Glenda, our daughter. He always called her Shorty. I remember his daddy saying one time, I never knowed a man to raise a young one and never called it by its name.
Oh.
I don't know why he'd call her Shorty.
Yeah.
And but after children's born, he'd call me Mom.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that men, how did you think that men would think of women, say their wives or say their mothers? How do you think men look at women? You know, how did they think about them or treat them, I'm asking?
Well, he thought good of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he really wanted me looked after.
Yeah.
And I remember one time he said he's afraid if he died first that I'd marry again and somebody'd be mean to him.
Oh, yeah. So he was really concerned about
Yeah, he was always concerned about
with,
me.
Always with respect, you know. He always treated her real good. Now, his mom died when she was, when y'all got married or before you got married?
Just a little while before we got married. She died in the summer, she died in July, and we married in October. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Was she treated pretty well? I mean,
his daddy was good to her. To her. Well, she had she had several children, but.
Yeah.
He was good to her.
Around here, my question is, if a man didn't treat a woman right, or would you ever hear about it in the neighborhood, or what could anybody do? I mean,
couldn't do nothing.
Yeah, but did you know it, like, would the word get out, say somebody wasn't
treated? Yeah, I've got a friend now, friend.
Yeah.
And her man don't treat her right.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about, like, when you were little, or way back.
Oh.
In those times. What would anybody do?
I don't know back then. I don't know.
Because you didn't hear about much divorce.
No.
I mean, you just didn't hear about it.
No, it didn't nobody divorce much way back then.
Yeah. But.
But you know if a couple lived together not married, they was indicted. You know that. That's against the law.
Yeah. Like who? I mean, who would have? Well, I guess they just didn't do it.
No.
It wasn't ever thought about.
Of course, once in a while, you know, they a woman would have children.
And not be married.
And not be married.
Yeah, yeah, that mm-hmm. happened. Was she sort of shunned? I mean, just sort of, you know.
Yeah.
What did anybody do?
Yeah, some of them was bad shunned.
Yeah.
But that got better.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was wondering about the treatment of women and if it goes, like around in community, you sort of know everybody. You sort
yeah.
of know from church or school or work on farms or going up the road, like how people thought of other people. And I just wondered what you do, like if you knew maybe in a community or some woman wasn't treated right.
Well, I don't know where they'd do anything.
Because there wasn't much to do. Mm-hmm. Do you think there'd ever be any pressure, like from her family? Like if she's married, anybody in her family would sort of stand up for her?
Yeah, I guess.
But so. I don't know. I'm asking. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know. Well, a lot to think about. Times are different.
Yeah.
Are real
sure
different. Thank you for letting me come today and visit. Other questions? Yeah. Say it again. I didn't like your name.
Margaret.
Margaret.
See, I was a riddle. Margaret.
Okay. I told you back young, you know, about how my daddy made crap, didn't I?
Tell that, because that's a good story about crap, since crap's one of my favorite things in the world. tell us how he did that.
He'd always get this big old barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And we had an outside building. He'd put it in it. He'd put that barrel in there. And he'd straighten out a hole, you know, straighten it out and sharpen it. And they'd put the cabbage in there, and he'd chop them up with that hole.
Oh, boy.
And then when we got ready to have crab for dinner, you'd go in there in that barrel, get out what you wanted.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
To make the crab, you'd add the salt.
Yeah, yeah, and he'd chop it up with that hole. I remember that.
If you had a barrel, like it's 2 or 3 feet
yeah.
high, at least great big barrel.
Yeah,
big
he'd
barrel.
Always put in a wooden barrel.
Uh-huh.
It had to be in a wooden barrel.
Yeah.
And then he'd always make molasses. We had a cane mill, and he'd make molasses, and I'd have to cut them heads off and cut my fingers. And I didn't much like that lacy making, but I'd like to watch them stand and skim them molasses, you know.
Yeah. Well, now, how did they boil that?
They had a vat, great long vat, you know,
at least 3 feet long. Yeah,
it's
four or five.
And it went in up here,
mm-hmm.
and he'd go around like that, you know, cooking,
winding around
and cooking. And time it got plumb down here, he'd be done.
Oh my goodness! Yeah,
and you had to stand and skim that skimmings off all the time.
Boy, how much molasses would he make?
He'd make a whole lot. He'd put them in a barrel, and we'd have to eat molasses right on.
Did you like that?
Yeah, I liked it. I still like them.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Good.
And, of course, now we had them to eat for sweetening if we wanted.
Was that like for morning, noon, and night?
Of course, I guess we kept molasses on the table all the time, I guess.
What did you keep it in? Like, what was it in, a jar or dish or bucket?
Well, I guess she always had some in the house in a something can or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you'd have molasses.
Yeah,
it's
we
good
had
food.
Yeah, we had molasses all the time.
And good food with butter on the biscuits.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's good.
And I remember they couldn't used to keep corn, you know. And I remember she used to pickle corn.
Mm-hmm.
Put in a stone jar. You remember that? Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
Well, now, would you cut it off like a regular
ear?
Tiny baby ear?
I don't think it. I think they cut it off, but I don't think they'd scrape the cob. I don't think.
Yep.
And to put it.